This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this a trend? I'm not sure if this is new or something women have been doing for a long time. It's Be Morning Coffee Club. Billy Hope, TJ, intern Joe's here as well. I overheard my daughter referring to my wife as dude.
Oh, yeah.
And thinking back, I think it comes out when she's kind of like wants to argue but doesn't want to raise her voice. So like last night, I don't even know what the conversation was. Again, I hear things in passing. I'm walking down the hall. I hear, blah, 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 blah. And then I hear, dude, we talked about this. I have homework. I have to do homework. And I didn't think anything of it. And then I was like, she just called my wife dude.
Oh, yeah. I there was a period of time where I was bro to every one of my kids. And I was like, I'm not your bro. Stop calling me bro. It made me crazy. Bro. I already did the dishes last night. Bro.
Do women call each other? Hope, do you call anybody dude or bro? Or
I usually go for girl. Switching it up.
I do that. I spell it with a U when I say it. Girl.
Do you?
Girl.
Don't even get me started.
Joe's at college. Is that a thing with the college girls? Do they call each other dude?
It's usually girl or ma'am, anything like that.
Ma'am.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, ma'am.
Yeah.
Ma'am. That almost sounds like an insult.
Well, if you just said that your daughter was upset, she's trying not to raise her voice.
Right.
So being like, ma'am. Let's take it down a notch.
It is so hard being a girl. I am so glad I'm a dude. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club.
Again.
TJ, Hope, I'm Billy.
So you're saying you've never been invited to an event with a brand mood board?
No.
That you're encouraged to follow a dress code before going to an event?
This was new to me too, Billy. Shocker that I don't run it. That I don't run in circles where someone emails me a mood board for me to wear.
Is this possibly a generational thing?
I think it is. Like, there's wedding invites that have gone out. I've seen mood boards for here's the color scheme for the wedding.
Oh yeah, one of my friends did that. It was like afternoon garden party.
Yeah, it's so I've seen this.
I've never heard of this. So it's definitely not just generational.
Like it's definitely what circles you're traveling in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to a conference today, and it is like the who's who of local entrepreneurs that are millennials in Rochester, and they sent out a brand board, and it says,
explain what a brand board is first.
Yes. Right. So they sent out an email, and it's got pictures of, it's kind of like if you were to decoupage pictures from a magazine onto a poster board. Like you're cutting out models and, you know, different outfits for inspiration. So there's all these different cutouts of women in bold, metallic, powerful outfits, it says. And then it says, feminine nomenon. Those are the only words. Bold, metallic, powerful, feminine nomenon.
I walk in a flannel, TJ's over there in a sweatshirt, and one of us is all glammed up. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, I'm Billy. Why are y'all dressed up today?
So I'm going to a conference today. They sent out a brand board with a recommended vibe to wear today. And it just says bold, metallic, powerful, feminine phenomenon.
I'm sure you have a ton of these bold mood board things in your closet.
You would think that. Usually, I
assume.
I love a mood board. I love it because I'm like, oh, this is an excuse to wear. You know, I wouldn't have thought to dress up this way. It's an excuse to wear it. I had such a hard time yesterday. And I started out like, oh, my friend Sarah has a shop in the South Wedge. I was like, oh, I'm going to go stop by, see Sarah, see if she has anything. And she didn't have anything that really worked. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll just go shopping later. I went on a quest. I went to so many stores yesterday looking for bold, metallic, powerful clothing. And I did stock up on some sequin outfits for Guitars and Stars, but nothing that would work for this conference.
Wait, we're doing sequins?
Well,
I thought we were doing fringe.
We are doing fringe. There's Billy. If it's there, I got to stock up.
Okay, all right.
So clearance.
This whole mood board thing is new to me. It really is. For me, it's insulting. Like, please don't tell me what to wear. I'm aware what I want. However,
and she just did the neck roll thing when she said by the way.
But I feel like it's almost like a costume party. Like, everybody loves to dress up in costume. So it's just some sort of, I don't know, way to tell you what to wear.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's a theme party without saying it's a theme party.
Correct. So that's what I'm thinking. So now everybody there today is going to see how bold and metallic they can be. They're going to out metallic each other. So they're is this going to be everywhere? Like, are we all going to have mood boards to inspire us? Like, what would our B-Morning Coffee Club mood board be?
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean, besides the middle aisle in Costco over there.
Hey, hold on now. Hold on.
We're going with a Costco-inspired motif.
The pants are Costco. This flannel is Costco. And
I know. That's all you wear.
And the shoes are Costco, too. I'm a Costco man through and through.
Yeah.
My problem with Costco, though, is you can't try the pants on. There's no place to try stuff on. I have put shirts on over T-shirts to try them on to see if they fit.
Mm-hmm. So instead of bold, metallic, powerful, it would say Kirk. Lynn's best?
Yes.
I feel judged right now.
Costco, I'm on banan.
Boy, you think you know somebody, and then you learn something new about them. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope. I'm Billy. Intern Joe is in the house. We got some country music news for you here. Carrie Underwood surprised fans on Idol the other night. She revealed her favorite movies are all horror movies. Contestant asked her, what does she like to watch? Without hesitation, she said, Halloween, A Nightmare on Elm Street, and the Alien franchise.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the sweetest people love horror movies.
And she's all about rock and roll. Like, she gave her workout routine. It was like Pantera, Metallica. Like, shocking. Dolly Parton is hawking her new jeans. They're called Jolene's.
Yeah, Jolene jeans.
I
love it.
Obviously a play on her classic hit Jolene. The pants are available for a limited time through Khloe Kardashian's label, Good American, starting this week. You can get them online and in select Nordstrom stores, $64 to $229.
I'll be skipping those. But I feel like they should look like Sassoon jeans.
Sassoon.
You remember the Sassoon? Like the tight, dark denim Sassoon jeans. That's what Jolene jeans
should
look like.
Dolly says they'll make any butt look good, especially if you've got a good butt. They look great. Dolly.
Well, there you go.
Okay. And I love it. She goes, even if you don't have a good butt, they'll still make them look good.
Okay.
Kelsey Ballerini was performing in Salt Lake City. A fan held up a sign that said, will you help finish rolling up the welcome mat and sign my divorce decree? She was surprised and confused at first. She's like, yeah. And then she said, I'm honored. And then she thought about it. She's like, wait, I don't know if I want to do this. Respectfully, I'm really excited to stop being the poster child for divorce.
Oh.
Didn't she write a bunch of songs about getting divorced?
Yeah, one of her new songs is Rolling Up the Welcome Mat is like, time to go, we're rolling up the welcome mat.
And it's funny that she has sort of been pegged as the poster child for that. Blake Shelton, divorced. Jason Aldean, divorced. Garth Brooks, divorced.
Yeah.
Trisha Yearwood, divorced. Reba McEntire, divorced. Why are they all picking on her?
Yeah, go have Blake sign your divorce papers.
Morning.